I woke up this morning and I was thinking about you, Bumper Podcast. That's really true. I woke up this morning and I got so excited because I looked out the window and it was a rainy day. It was gray. It was kind of cold, feeling clammy. And then I was just like, wait a minute. Today's the day for the Bumper Podcast. Today's the day that I get to sit down in front of a microphone and talk to you about whatever it is that I talk about. What am I going to talk about today? Well, I was thinking I would tell you about my trip to the doctor yesterday. That's right, I went to the doctor. Why? Because I go to the doctor sometimes. That's what happens. Don't you go to the doctor? You should. They're your friends. They give you things that make you feel better. I didn't. Not that I felt bad, but I have this crazy thing that happens sometimes when I eat food where I'm like, oh, look at this food in front of me. This is going to be a delicious meal. I can't wait to eat this food. And then I take a bite and then my throat. I told you about this where my throat doesn't. Or did I tell you about this? No, I was complaining about my throat a few weeks ago because it wasn't breathing properly. This is similar but different. I have a great throat. Did you know that? So you take a bite and then all of a sudden the throat's like, I don't want to keep it here. You're like, what? I don't want to keep it here. And it's just like the food just kind of hangs out in the throat. And you know, you saw all of a sudden the mouth starts just like, and the body starts going, and then it's just like, and it's disgusting. And it happens every so often. And so I asked my doctor about it, like the normal doctor you go to, whatever that guy is called. And here was what he said to me. He said, oh, well, I suppose you need to eat better food. Which, does that help me? No, that doesn't help me. I eat plenty good food. And so then I had to go to a different doctor because I remember when I had bronchitis. I'm always sick. We know this now. It's evidently now a part of my life. Over the last 2 years, baby bumper car comes into the scene. Here's some germs. Oh, you're going to be sick for the rest of your life. Hooray! Well, so I went to a different doctor because first doctor wasn't open. Told different doctor the same story about the throat, and she was like, you've got a blah, 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 blah. And then I went and I looked up blah, 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 blah on the internet, and I was just like, oh my goodness, I've got blah, 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 blah. And so I had to set up an appointment with a guy who's a gastroenterologist, which I don't know what that is. Except he deals with gas and he's inter and then something with an ologist. I don't know, like a paleontologist, but in my throat. And so he looked at me, poked and prodded. And now, all of a sudden, here's the next step in all this. They're going to take a camera and they're going to shove it down my throat.